Thank you for hearing me. My name is Pamela Rollinger. I first came to Monhegan in 1985, and I've been a year-round resident of the island for the past 22 years. Since 1991, I've had a seasonal business there, and for 18 years, I've been an archivist at the Monhegan Museum. I grew up in South Dakota, and the first time I saw the ocean was while getting on a boat in Boothbay Harbor on my way to spend the summer on Monhegan. There were four children in the family that I was working for, and the first thing they did when we got to the island was take me to Burnt Head. We walked over the rise onto the cliff where I saw nothing but sea and sky. To say that it was a profound moment is not an exaggeration. The sighting of two industrial-sized commercial turbines 2.5 miles from Monhegan's cliffside is a mistake. People ask me, is it just the way that they look that bothers you? Of course not. While that is part of my objection, it is not that simple. The sighting of this project in such a vulnerable and iconic location is problematic on many levels. To conduct this type of experiment in the middle of one of the only protected lobster zones in the country is a poor choice. The sighting of this project in such a, to place these turbines next to one of the most important migratory stops for birds on the North Atlantic Flyway is a poor choice. The project will be a short distance from the cliffside of an island that was designated a national natural landmark in 1966. The majority of the island has been held since 1954 by the Monhegan Associates, one of the first land trusts in the United States dedicated to protecting the land in perpetuity. Since the late 1800s, influential American and international artists have come to document the sea, sky, shoreline, and cliffs on the backside of Monhegan. We all recognize the importance of research for alternative energy sources. However, research shouldn't happen at the expense of priceless natural resources. There are far too many unknown and unintended consequences connected to this project. One known consequence is the deep divide this has caused in our community. The project has already had serious negative effects on Monhegan. There is intrinsic value in wildlands, and there is an incalculable value in being able to sit on the cliffs, look at the ocean, listen to the wind and the birds, and see no signs of humanity. No human construction, no human activity, no humans. It's important and it's valuable. It's priceless. I want other people to be able to walk over that rise on the way to Burnt Head and experience that moment that I had 32 years ago, the overwhelming beauty of the sea and the sky and nothing else. Please pass this legislation and relocate this massive commercial energy experiment to a more appropriate location. And just as an aside, I did go to USM after I moved to Maine, and I have a BFA in art. So I just really want to protect our island. Thank you for hearing my views.
Thank you. And seeing no questions, we'll move on to Barbara Hitchcock.